What inspires you? From WFSU Public Media, here's this week's Voices That Inspire.
My name's Amy Hecht, and I'm the Vice President for Student Affairs at Florida State University.
So what does it mean to be a head of student affairs? Like, what's in your purview? What are you navigating?
Sure. So I tell people it's much of what's outside the classroom. So the students' lives outside the classroom, everything from where they live to recreation, student organizations, university counseling, health services, conduct issues, helping a student through our case management system if they're having a particular issue they need help navigating. So quite a bit of kind of the fun things that you think of when you think of college, but also the accountability pieces. And for me, really what I think is one of the most impactful parts of going to Florida State is that outside the classroom, you know, we say it's the FSU experience, where you live and what you do and that day-to-day. Everybody knows the academic is an excellent degree that you're going to get at Florida State, but all of those pieces outside create really committed alum. When you look back fondly at your experience, it's often not the lectures, but that faculty member that you did that special project with, the student organization you led, the community service, staying up all night in the residence halls, things like that are what folks speak fondly of. And so that's really fun to hear those stories and know that we're creating the environment in which a lot of those memories happen. We're facilitating these students' development. And, you know, employers want those things. They want students that are well-rounded and not just with great grades, not just with the degree, but that can lead change, work with teams, communicate effectively, can kind of be part of the global workforce.
And how many of these students, what's our enrollment now?
Over 40,000.
So you're responsible for over 40,000 young lives.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And they will keep you on your toes. And I sometimes say I know some of the very best of what happens and the very worst. And sometimes in the middle, I don't get to spend a lot of time with those students, which is a lot of why we do getting out. And this morning we gave out apple pie and pecan pie to students just to get to meet students and help them understand that there are administrators that are here to really help them have a really successful college experience. And hopefully they know they belong someplace at FSU.
So thinking about, we were talking about this earlier,
yeah,
thinking about this generation of students, what coming into this position, mm-hmm, what do you see are the challenges that this generation is encountering?
Well, the biggest one is mental health, and it's a national issue. It's not just a Florida State issue, and it's not just college students. In fact, college is a protective factor in death by suicide and other severe mental health issues. But we're seeing anxiety and depression at an all-time high, and a lot of that is their unconnectedness, that they are so connected on their phones and comparing themselves to what people are putting out on social media, they're not able to kind of connect with one another and really talk through their problems. So we see a lot of anxiety and depression. As we rise in the rankings, you can expect that anxiety will come with that because we have more and more high-performing students. So they're putting that kind of pressure on themselves. So I think that's the number one challenge, is being healthy and well while they're in college. That part of that is, how do you live in such a society where we are right now, where we don't want to hear a viewpoint that's different or that goes against our values? And this generation wants to align with their values and act when they see something that they disagree with. Or often they'll want the administration to act and take away whatever it was that caused that reaction for them. And I think when we do that, we're doing a disservice to our students. They need to learn how to navigate across difference. They don't have to accept every idea they hear, and I hope they won't, whether it's in the classroom or outside the classroom, but they need to learn those skills to navigate. And I don't think a lot of adults do a good job at modeling it for them, so I don't think it's fair to think that they should be able to have it all figured out, but We often get complaints. I was walking to class and I saw this display or this person was on our campus and expressed this viewpoint, and I don't think they should be able to do that. But I understand that free speech exists. So there is kind of a basic knowledge of it, and yet at the same time acknowledging, I know what that First Amendment is, but I didn't, that distracted me for the rest of the day, or that distracted me and I didn't like it.
So how do we bolster our students? How do we give them that kind of, toughness to be able to not be so fragile in hearing diverse viewpoints that may find offensive? How do we navigate that?
Well, I think there's a lot of institutions trying to figure it out. We talk a lot about resilience and grit, and a lot of it's resilience. How do you bounce back? How do you find your community? How do you personally deal with a setback? We've partnered with the College of Social Work on the Resilience Project, a really incredible online resource for students. It's educating them on what they can do when they hear something they disagree with, what kind of action they can take. And I think students are challenged and administrators are challenged when they hear something that is repulsive and does go against these inclusive statements that the university puts out. They have a hard time reconciling it. And as a state institution, as a public institution, we're often compared, most recently we're compared to Amazon, and they did this, why can't Florida State? Well, there is a difference and there's some nuance there. So it's a lot of education, and every 4 years there's a new generation of students. So it feels like we're back at it, but you're constantly educating. Whatever the topic is, whatever education we're doing, you have a completely new generation of students every 4 years. So it's constant education.
So I'm just curious your own career path. So you went to FSU as an undergraduate.
I did, yes.
And how did you find your way into becoming a VP of Student Affairs?
Well, I didn't think I would ever be a vice president of student affairs, but I was always a student leader coming up in high school, and that's one of the pieces I really liked about Florida State. I felt like even back then, when I came here in 1997, they were turning out some incredible student leaders. They were focused on leadership development, but I came to FSU wanting to be a news journalist and majored in communications and actually interned in this building, thinking I wanted to go into broadcast journalism. And as I took courses and got more involved, I didn't think I had the kind of passion I need to be successful in kind of the television arena, and loved all of these outside the classroom experiences and was exposed to different advisors and thought that seems like a really great job to be on a college campus and really get to help others have these kinds of incredible experiences. So I took a year and did some traveling consulting with my national sorority to really decide, is this really what I want to do before I go get a master's degree? Because I had always kind of had my eye on the television piece. So I loved it. I love being on a college campus. I was traveling during 9/11. And then navigating campuses after that. So I was all over the country. And after that year, ended up going to the University of Pennsylvania to get my master's. I thought I would be in Philadelphia 1 year and ended up a total of almost 15 total, but was there in many schools, worked at Penn, Temple, a small Catholic school, Cabrini, was recruited to Auburn University and worked there for 4 years, and then returned to the Northeast and worked at the College of New Jersey as a VP. But really, I just wanted to work and advise students. And as I kind of moved up in administration, really loved the organizational development piece. How do you build teams? A lot of the leadership work I was doing as an undergrad and didn't necessarily realize. And so went back to University of Pennsylvania to earn my doctorate and kind of fell into it. And I remember as a freshman at Florida State getting called in to meet with the vice president of student affairs, and it was Dr. Dalton at the time, and asking us the question, how do we get students to stay on campus and participate in these activities we have and stop drinking and going to the bars. And I remember thinking, gosh, I don't know, that's good luck. Good luck thinking about that question. And I think about that when I pull students in and ask them very similar questions now. How do we get students to make healthier choices and maybe not go to the bars and, you know, prevent the underage drinking? And I always think of that when students are probably going, I really don't know what you're going to do. And so there, some things, lots has changed, but some are still the same.
Yep, students going to college and drinking. Yep, that's probably one that
hasn't changed.
Well, that I think that that's the arc of your career is so fascinating, and how you found that path to doing what you're doing, and then coming back to your alma mater to kind of have your own imprint here.
Yeah, if somebody would have told me 20 plus years ago that I would be back as the VP, I would have laughed at them. And even as I started advancing, never really, even though I wanted to be back in Florida, that's where my family still is, it just never really dawned on me that the job would open at a time when I would be qualified for it, and that I would be back here doing a lot of this work with these students. I think it gives me a special appreciation for all of the really cool things that we do. Dance Marathon's in its 25th year, and I can remember when it started and was really young in it. You know, I was here in 1999 when we had the perfect season and won the national championship in football. And so I'm a big fan as well as an alum, and it makes it a lot better to go to these events when it's your alma mater that you're cheering for and not just your employer.
Yeah. I mean, not only is your goal to have every student leave bleeding garnet and gold, but you kind of model that yourself.
Right. It's easy. It's really an easy sell.
So as you were talking about your career pathway, it got me thinking, like, what advice do you give to students who, I think that there's so much pressure on students that they have to have it all figured out by the minute, you know, okay, you're graduating. What's that job you're going to get?
Yeah.
What's your path? What's your advice to students and families and their, you know, parents?
Well, I would say be open-minded. You know, we know that this generation of students is going to change careers, I think it's over 7 or 8 times. And there are jobs that are going to be open that we don't even know exist yet. And so it's being curious, it's being hardworking, not being too proud to kind of roll up your sleeves and get the work done yourself. And that's all I can say is to kind of, it's great to have a goal. I had a goal when I came here. And when I realized it might not be my goal, I think I really had to reevaluate what to do, because I'm very much a planner. I want to, you know, but some of the greatest opportunities I've had kind of just came out of nowhere. And I thought, I'll throw my name in. I'll see what they say. And oh, wow, Florida State called. Okay, I will go on that airport interview. And so I think being open to wherever life takes you, it's not bad to have at least a roadmap and know the general direction you want to head. We do want our students to graduate in 4 years. But also, don't get too rigid that you're going to miss out on some really incredible opportunities.
That's great advice. So my last question for you, since this series is called Voices That Inspire, is there anybody or anything that particularly inspires you of late?
Well, there's been a lot that has inspired me recently. I met my husband at Florida State, and we now have 2 children. And my 4-year-old is actually battling leukemia, and she is at Shands today. So it's kind of fitting that Dance Marathon is in their 25th year, and I worked on Dance Marathon as a student. My husband was one of the dancers. And fast forward 20 years later, they're fundraising for the program that, you know, makes it bearable for my 4-year-old to go there and get treatment and get fun toys and things to play with. So I think about that across all of our student orgs and the impact that they're making on the world, and even just me personally, is just incredible. And this generation, I love, and for so many reasons, they're very optimistic. I think they're going to really make a positive difference in this world. And I always say, our job is to get them ready, to make that positive difference, whether it's while they're here, because they are making really incredible strides in a lot of ways here, or future, in their future careers, because they're going to represent us. And I hope they're going to make the world a better place. So I think it's many of our students, it's my kids and my husband, but there's an incredible team at Florida State. From the president, the board of trustees, there's a real commitment to students. And I've been around the cabinet table at other institutions. And as the vice president of student affairs, you're often, sometimes, the only voice going, don't forget the students, don't forget. And here, I never have to do that. Across the board, everyone knows that our students come first, and that's why we're here. And it's really refreshing not to have to be the one person reminding a university that that's why we're all here. That's why we're actually an institution, and that's our core mission. A lot of other things we do, a lot of incredible work that gets done. But if we don't have students, we wouldn't be here. My name's Amy Hecht, Vice President for Student Affairs at Florida State University.
You're listening to Voices That Inspire.